Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey all, Alex E. Talanda here, wishing everyone a happy new year. Let's hope 2022 will end up being better than the last few. I wanted to let you know I'm trying out a new app called Wisdom, where you can do live talks about pretty much whatever you want. I'm planning on doing some about podcasting, and the first one is coming up on Sunday, January 2nd at noon Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. British Standard Time, and 9 p.m. European Time. If you can make it, I'd love to have you there and we can interact and you can ask questions if you want. I'm going to be talking about audio fiction basics and how one puts an audio drama together, using Ostium as an example. You can find me under the username BookBanter in the Wisdom app. And if you can't make it, no worries, I'll be sharing the link on social media and you can listen after the event. Okay, on with our next Behind the Ostium.
All right, so we'll see how this goes. This is going to be an attempt to do a kind of story-generating idea of give us about 20 minutes. We'll have a prompt. This is going to be the longer prompt this time. And Dwayne, you get to decide if we're going to do top-down or bottom-up. So top-down was the you're kind of discovering as you go along story, and the bottom-up is you're actually doing a lot more world-building before you start the story. So which one did you want to do?
Sure, I was thinking about that, and I think for the purposes of what we're doing, top-down makes more sense.
Okay, well, I want to try them both and see how we can try different approaches. But we won't do both today. It'll be with different prompts, put it that way. We won't do it with the same prompt.
Okay.
Make sense? All right, so let me get my generator. Refresh. There we go. So, in the distant future, an eccentric scientist creates a car that can predict the future. When it is stolen by a convicted mass murderer, he must try and stop it by any means necessary. The story takes place on Mars. So, I'm going to start a clock here, too, just to keep us on time. So the first thing that jumped into my head when I heard car was I was thinking of, what was it called? That robot car from the 80s TV series?
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider?
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of as well. I'm like, so it's a sentient car.
Yeah. But it doesn't imply, like, the scientist who's created the car, it doesn't imply that the scientist needs to be able to, like with Knight Rider, where he was kind of controlling the car a lot and then using it as a thing to bounce off of to use to further his things, you know, his goals. It sounds like with this one, the car has all the abilities and doesn't necessarily need a driver.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's stolen, though, does make it seem that the car has at least an override of some kind.
Mm-hmm. And otherwise, some big value. The mass murderer must need the car for some reason.
I'm assuming to get away from the authorities, mm-hmm. if nothing else.
Or maybe he needs it to predict his next murder. Maybe he's been doing it for so long and hasn't been caught, and now he's looking for some new fodder and he can't find anyone. He wants something, you know, something to spice up his killing spree.
or ways to avoid the authorities during his next murder.
Right.
Maybe the authorities are on his tail so close.
Closer now, so he's getting worried.
Yeah,
he's been doing this for, 5-10 years or something.
He's going to use the car to try to outmaneuver the authorities.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's his reason for doing that. How does he steal the car? Let's come up with an idea with that, because that'll be probably the opening of the story, right?
I think it would be really hard to steal a car that can predict the future. If the car, especially since the car is the one that's predicting the future, you would think it would know it was going to be stolen. Maybe the car's in on it.
Maybe. I'm also thinking this is an eccentric scientist. So maybe the scientist is kind of really full of himself for inventing this and wants to go on a kind of, you know, he's told everyone about it and wants to go around celebrating it or something. And that's when the mass murderer finds an opportunity to steal the car.
Or the eccentric scientist is a Jekyll and Hyde, and he is the mass murderer.
Actually, I just realized it said convicted mass murderer.
Oh, this is true.
Oh, so I guess did the mass murderer escape? Maybe the mass murderer escaped from prison or whatever after being convicted. Maybe he was going to get the death penalty. He was going to get the chair or the lethal injection or something. But he managed to sneak out at the last second.
Sure. Maybe Mars is like Botany Bay.
Even though he's convicted,
there's no need for a prison because you're on Mars.
Maybe they send all their people there. You know, all the refuse, the people we don't want on Earth, we send them to Mars now.
Seems expensive.
And then the moon, this is the distant future, remember? That's the first part. So maybe the moon is this fancy, noble, rich area, and then Mars is the crappy, low-class area that we throw all the stuff we don't want.
I can see it happening, yeah.
And maybe the scientist was using that area as his lab because it's cheaper that way. Cheaper lab space over there. But I'm definitely getting the feel that because the car is, you know, sentient in that way and can predict the future, it knew it was going to happen. So maybe it wanted it to happen.
Not that it was bored and wanted to go on an adventure. Maybe
it just really hated its creator because he's so eccentric.
Could be that the car is playing like a double agent. Allowing the mass murderer to think that it was stole the car, but the car is just doing what it needs to do to bring the mass murderer in.
Oh, so it's a whole, that's a whole, that can be the whole setup for it. So it opens with the mass murderer basically facing his death sentence. He's about to get, what future way of executing someone, what can we come up with?
Oh, I don't know. You're on Mars.
Throw them into the sun. How about that? Throw them into the sun.
I think exposure on Mars would be good enough.
Kick him out of the dome. Maybe he was about to get kicked out of the dome. Or he did get kicked out of the dome, you know, Total Recall style, and started, you know, swelling up. But then the car was there to rescue him.
I would have to assume the car is self-driving. It just has to be.
Yes, obviously, yeah. It's the future, if you're going to create a car that can predict the future, why wouldn't you use that? All right, so he gets kicked out of the dome. He's about to die, and the car is there to save him because the car knew he was going to be there. So then they drive off into the sunset, or the Mars set. And what happens next?
Well, I would have to think that the car, being from the future, isn't just a land vehicle, but possibly can fly. Mm-hmm. Maybe not suborbital, not interstellar. But
Back to the Future style, the wheels fold up and it takes off.
Sure. Because I'm just thinking, Mars is very dusty. It seems mm-hmm. like if something was on the ground, it would be very easy to track.
Right.
And it's the future. You know, we can also say it's the future, and that they probably have the technology to track anything flying as well. I mean, we can track airplanes mm-hmm. with radar. But the car knows how to evade them. It knows where to go, exactly, where they're going to look.
That's what it is. So it tries to flee the planet, and then it gets into an epic battle where, you know, the armed forces are firing at it, but because it knows where every shot is going to land, it's able to maneuver and outplay them.
And the scientist is trying to stop it by any means necessary. I'm thinking about that.
Is it the scientist or is it the mass murderer?
The sentence is worded kind of vaguely.
It's like a separate sentence, yeah, because the scientist is in the first sentence, and then the next sentence is the mass murderer, is the subject. I feel it's the mass murderer has to try and stop it.
That's the twist. Maybe the car is not all good. It's maybe all knowing, but it's abducted the mass murderer, and now he must try to stop the car by any means. The mass murderer must try to stop the car.
Right.
So maybe the car has more murderous tendencies than he does.
So now we're talking Christine.
It could be like a redemption story. we might as well work in all the tropes, yeah.
Okay, so it's taken off the planet, it's evaded everyone. Where is it flying to? Is it going to fly back? Is it going to fly to Earth? Is it going to fly to the fancy moon base where all the rich people
Mars live? Has two moons.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess if it has to fly to Earth or Earth's moon, it's going to take a while.
Well, I'm trying to... If we're looking for somewhere to give it some drama, because there needs to be a battle where he's trying to stop it by any means necessary, if Earth's moon is a luxury paradise for the very wealthy, then that seems like a very obvious location.
And I'm trying to not like world build from the bottom up too much here. You know, I'm trying to kind of go with the flow, and we're seeing what happens next with the story. All right, so let's head to the fancy problem. Moon. Because you don't like to do that.
No, that's where my brain goes. It just says, "Here, let's do this." No, how about this? What have you thought of that?
Well, that's why we'll try a few of them and see which one we want to go with. Yep. So it's going to the moon. Does the car know there's someone there? I guess we should look at what's the car's goal. Because the car must have grabbed him for a reason, knowing he was going to be there. Not grab the convict, I mean.
Could the car be intelligent because they mapped someone else's brain?
Hmm. So they have like someone else's kind of consciousness in them?
Yeah, and maybe because the scientist is eccentric, he mapped a brain of another convicted, maybe not a murderer, but, you know, a criminal. And then,
or maybe it was a scientist he didn't like.
Oh, could be.
And then and now the scientist who is in the car is trying to get back at him. But before he does that, he needs to get back to his fancy home on the moon to do some work there. I'm not really sure what, though.
He may have technology there that he wants.
Mm-hmm. But it has got to be, the mass murderer has to have some ability some need to, you know, that he's grabbed the mass murderer for a reason. He needs that guy or that woman, that person, for something.
This is probably ground up again, but what if the eccentric scientist was working with a colleague and mapped his brain and then double-crossed him, took all the credit for it, thought he wiped the personality, but the scientist's personality is still in the car, and the scientist that's in the car now is stealing the mass murderer to just make the eccentric scientist look bad. Just trying to ruin, look what this scientist's car did.
Okay.
Trying to ruin his career.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's flying to the moon because he's going to meet his... Because the scientist that he's... Whose consciousness the sectored scientist stole, he's still alive, right?
Yes, and he lives on the moon.
Exactly. So that's obviously where the car's going.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm trying to think what... So, obviously, they've tricked this mass murderer and brought them along. And they're going to use him in some way to get back at the eccentric scientist.
I would say, yeah, the mass murderer is just a pawn.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, what if when the car gets there, the scientist whose brain was mapped for the car wants nothing of it? It has no idea why the car would even think that he would want something like this to happen.
Oh no, I just worked it out. Okay, so the car goes to the moon and then meets the actual scientist, who then we have a toss-up of what they're going to do with the consciousness that's in the car, whether the scientist chooses to keep his other consciousness alive and puts it in a clone or something like that, or he chooses to kill it. To end it, basically, to turn it off or whatever. And then he puts the convicted mass murderer's consciousness in the car. Because he's just a mass murderer who's about to die. His life is over already. So he does that and then sends the car back to the scientist.
Does he leave the ability of the car to predict the future with the mass murderer?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that sounds like a really terrible idea, but I like it.
And then now the mass murderer wants to, and then the mass murderer is pissed off with everything that's happened, so he wants to kill the eccentric scientist for starting the whole thing. And then it ends in the glorious, like, crazy battle at the end with him coming back to Mars, all guns blazing, and it ends with the car, like, running over the scientist.
I'm thinking of a... It was another 80s movie, and I can't think of the name of it. It was someone that was supposed to be executed in the electric chair, but he came back like in the form of electricity. I'm probably not remembering the story. It was a long time ago.
Electricity?
Yeah, he lived as part of electricity.
That wasn't an X-Files episode, was it?
No, it sounds like one, though, but I'm thinking, I do remember it was a movie, because I think Megadeth had a song in it. They did the theme for it.
But anyway, so that's how it ends. Okay, so he kills the eccentric scientist. Eventually, the cops get to the car and realize what was going on. Because the eccentric scientist had bragged about creating this car, they were able to work it out that the car just wanted revenge on the scientist. What they don't know is that the mass murderous consciousness is in the car. They just think it's it's part of the car. And so they, I don't know, set the car free, or they aren't as concerned about the car. And so the car then can start doing mass murdering again if it wants, because it's the mass murderer's consciousness.
Because we need a sequel.
There we go. Just like, did they do a sequel to Christine?
Is there an official sequel? Or one of those, made for TV?
For TV, yeah. Well, actually, no. There's a thing at the end, isn't there? I can't remember if it's in the book, but there's a thing at the end of the movie. where they, there's like the, you know, the teaser thing of, but that wasn't the end of everything or whatever, you know?
So yeah,
there's like the headlights come on or something like that.
Yeah, there was always a tease. I can't remember what that was, though.
Yeah, I think it was something lame, like the, yeah, the headlights came back on or something. Something to show that it was still life within the car. All right, we're at 16 minutes. Do we want to give a name for the car? Well, I guess we do need a name for the story, too. Which has to be the name of the car, obviously, right?
If we're going to stick with the 80s type of movie, then yeah. Yeah, then it would have to be. Yeah.
And it could, obviously it can't be Christine, but it could be a play on that in some way, but with a future twist, you know?
Do we want to keep it a female name?
It doesn't have to be. It could be whatever works. Something that strikes your fancy. My mind is going to playing with HAL 9000 in some way. But like HAL 4x4 or something. If it's a future car, so it's not your usual looking fancy Cadillac or whatever, you know? Or maybe it's like the cheesy RV in Spaceballs.
I was thinking the moons of Mars are called Phobos and Deimos.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a play on that. Phoebe sounds like a really fun name that you wouldn't think would be a mean car.
But obviously if it's going to be an 80s movie, whatever, it has to be Phoebe 5000, right? Or something?
That is true. Actually, like Phoebe 5000?
Or maybe it can be Phoebe 2221 or whatever for the year that it is set in.
Is that too far in the future for an 80s movie? All of them thought things were going to happen by now.
Oh, that's true. So, what? 2050?
Maybe, yeah.
Where Mars has become a prison colony, the moon is a rich habitat, and Earth is just the same.
I'm sure it's dystopian in some way.
I think we'll call it on that.
Okay.
That was an interesting story. Phoebe 2050. We'll start writing it, shall we?